Today is Tuesday, March 30th. What to know about a new real-world study that shows a couple COVID-19 vaccines can help prevent infections, even those without symptoms, and therefore slow the spread of the virus. We'll explain. And what happened on day one in one of the most anticipated murder trials in decades. Plus, Visa embraces cryptocurrency. New backlash over so-called Satan shoes. And how one sporting goods store is going to great lengths to bring customers back in person. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. It's already one of the most closely watched court cases in decades, and we're only now on the second day of testimony. Of course, we're talking about the trial of Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer charged with murdering George Floyd. As always, things kicked off with the prosecution. And as expected, they played the now famous video of Chauvin kneeling on Floyd's neck for several minutes. They pointed to the fact that Floyd said 27 times that he couldn't breathe, then stopped moving. Prosecutors said what jurors were watching was a murder, and also pointed out the trial is about Derek Chauvin, not police in general. Then defense attorneys laid out their strategy. They asked jurors to look outside of the video itself and pointed out there are more than 50,000 pieces of evidence, so they say there's a lot more to this case than what people may have already seen. Then it was time for witnesses, who started explaining what happened the day Floyd died. For example, a 911 dispatcher told jurors she alerted a supervisor about what was going on. On the stand, she said, quote, "My instincts were telling me something's wrong." More witnesses are expected to testify today. Outside the courthouse, hundreds of protesters gathered demanding Chauvin be convicted. Many also called for more police reform. Police officers and National Guard members stood by, but at least so far, the protests have been largely peaceful. It's the latest development in another high-profile case, the one involving Jeffrey Epstein. For the first time, Epstein's longtime associate, Ghislaine Maxwell, was charged with sex trafficking a minor. Remember, Epstein was a multimillionaire who was supposed to go to trial on sex trafficking charges himself, but he died by suicide in a federal detention center a couple years ago. Then, almost 9 months ago, Maxwell was first arrested on charges she lured underage girls into Epstein's world. She's been in jail ever since that arrest, but now the charges are even more serious. Federal prosecutors say she groomed a teen for several sexual encounters with Epstein and would even pay the girl and then ask her to recruit more young women. So far, neither Maxwell nor her lawyers have responded to these new charges, but in the past, she has insisted she's not guilty. She's expected to go to trial this summer. It's a major update and very encouraging news about two of the COVID-19 vaccines already on the market in the U.S. A new report from the CDC found both the Pfizer and Moderna shots are highly effective in real-world conditions, not just in trials. And that 2 weeks after getting both doses of these shots, people are protected from all infections 90% of the time. So we're talking about cases that come with and without symptoms. To come up with these new findings, the CDC followed thousands of healthcare workers and first responders who got vaccinated all around the country. They were tested regularly, whether they had symptoms or not. And after a few months, only 8 of them ended up getting COVID-19, and none of them died from it. Of course, the results of this study are similar to what vaccine makers reported in trials as well. But the idea of this more recent study was to really test the shots out on people who come in contact with a lot of COVID-19 patients regularly, and also to test for those asymptomatic cases. Since remember, the CDC has said more than half of all COVID-19 cases are spread from people who don't have symptoms. So in the end, the CDC director called it tremendously encouraging. Already, nearly 30% of the U.S. population have received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine, and a lot more people are expected to get vaccinated soon. More than a dozen states are opening up vaccine eligibility to all adults this week, and President Biden says 90% of American adults should be eligible within the next 3 weeks. He's also promised they'll all have a vaccination site within 5 miles of where they live. The president says he's bumping up the number of pharmacies getting vaccines right from the federal government. It's 17,000 right now, but will be 40,000 soon. Still, President Biden stresses the battle against COVID-19 is far from won. In fact, cases are up 10% from just a week ago, and deaths are starting to rise a little bit too. So Biden and public health experts are still urging people to take safety precautions. So that giant ship that's been stuck in the Suez Canal for the last week is now back on its route. Crews were finally able to free the skyscraper-sized boat yesterday when tides were a little higher. They pulled it toward a wider stretch of water and the ship started floating again. And with that, tugboat horns blared in celebration. Of course, everything is not back to normal just yet. Remember, there were hundreds of other ships backed up on either side of the big one that was blocking the crucial shipping route. So it's going to take days for them to all get through and for traffic to get flowing like usual. Meanwhile, an investigation is now underway into how the ship got stuck in the first place. Much more news still ahead, but first, thanks to our sponsor today, Noom. Look, I'm not a fan of fad diets or get fit fast trends that just aren't very realistic. Well, Noom does not like that stuff either. Instead, Noom says it's based in psychology and wants to give you more knowledge so you can accomplish your personal health goals and stick with them in the long term. And Noom is clear that it's not just about losing weight. It's about a lifestyle and being able to replace your habits with healthier habits. In fact, more than 80% of Noomers finish the program, and more than 60% have stuck with their goals for at least 1 year. Noom is forgiving, too, because they know we're all human. If you go off track a day, no worries, you can get back on track the next day. So if you want to try it out, you can sign up for your trial today at Noom, N-O-O-M, Noom.com/newsworthy. Noom wants you to know there's a science to getting healthier. So again, sign up for your trial at Noom, N-O-O-M, Noom.com/newsworthy. If you want to learn how to live healthier, check out Noom at Noom.com/newsworthy. Now back to the news. Visa is calling it a major industry first as it becomes another mainstream corporation getting more comfortable with cryptocurrencies. Visa says it'll begin allowing some customers to make payments and settle transactions using a digital currency called USD Coin. USD Coin is a type of stable coin, meaning its value is directly tied to the US dollar. So if you own one USDC, you could trade it for one US dollar. That's, of course, different than other types of cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, where the value can be very different and volatile. Visa has already been dabbling in the crypto market. It launched a prepaid card with the platform Crypto.com back in 2018. So here's what's different now. Visa's partners, like Crypto.com, will no longer have to convert digital currency into traditional money in order to complete a sale. Instead, Visa will simply accept the digital coin as payment. Visa explained in a press release that making this change, it hopes to make cryptocurrencies more secure and useful around the world. Rapper Lil Nas X, best known for his song Old Town Road, has been making headlines recently for his so-called Satan shoes. He said each shoe contains a drop of human blood inside the sole. The rapper and his business partner, a New York-based art group, sold 666 pairs of the Satan shoes for more than $1,000 apiece. CNN reports the shoes sold out in less than a minute after going on sale yesterday. But those proceeds may end up paying for a lawsuit. Nike is now suing the art group for copyright infringement. The shoes are actually a modified version of the Nike Air Max 97. But Nike says it never approved the project, was not involved in it, and does not endorse it. In fact, one of the art group's founders admitted to the New York Times that Nike had nothing to do with it. The shoes were apparently meant to promote the release of a devil-themed music video for one of Lil Nas X's songs, though Nike is only suing the art group and did not name the rapper in the lawsuit. Still, Lil Nas X appeared to joke about this news. He released a fake apology video on YouTube and also tweeted out a meme of a cartoon character asking for spare change. By the way, the same art group previously released Jesus shoes back in 2019 that looked similar to the Satan shoes, but instead of blood, they had what the group called holy water. They were also met with criticism, but Nike did not take legal action that time around. Dick's Sporting Goods is trying a new strategy to get shoppers off the couch and back into stores. The chain is getting ready to open its first experiential store near Rochester, New York, called Dick's House of Sports. It's going to have an indoor rock climbing wall, an outdoor practice field, batting cage, and more. The idea is to give customers a chance to test out equipment and ask for help from fitness experts before buying something. It's meant to be a perk they can't get when shopping online. Already, Dick's has plans for a second House of Sport location in Tennessee, and that one is expected to open in May. Bringing hands-on experiences to retail stores has been a growing trend for a while now. Companies hope to bring online shoppers back in store. So now the financial site Motley Fool says even more companies may be watching this one closely and will get on board with similar experiences if they see Dick's plan is popular. exciting news for Star Wars fans. The new Disney Plus series Obi-Wan Kenobi will finally begin filming next month. Variety reports the series was originally delayed due to script rewrites. Then the coronavirus pandemic pushed back filming even more. But now it's actually happening. Disney Plus says this series picks up about 10 years after Anakin Skywalker turned into Darth Vader. The streaming site also revealed the full cast. Ewan McGregor will reprise his role of Obi-Wan, and Hayden Christensen is back as Darth Vader. So far, though, no word on a release date, so stay tuned. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, when we ask a different trivia question every week. But first, thanks to our sponsor, Stamps.com. I'll admit it, I've had a package sitting in my car for way too long because I was just procrastinating going to the post office. There are other ways I want to spend my time. So that's why I appreciate the convenience and discounts that come along with Stamps.com. And it's especially amazing for anyone, including fellow small business owners, who are sending out invoices or packages regularly. So whether you run a medical office or own an Etsy shop, Stamps.com can save you both time and money. Yep, you can actually pay less thanks to discounted rates from both USPS and UPS. In fact, nearly 1 million small businesses already use Stamps.com for these types of benefits. So stop wasting time going to the post office and go to Stamps.com instead. There's no risk. And with my promo code, Newsworthy, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in Newsworthy. That's stamps.com with the promo code Newsworthy. Okay, now back to Trivia Tuesday. Today's trivia question is, who was the first American to go to space? You can answer this week's question in our quiz posted to Instagram stories. So find and follow us on Instagram to play along. Our handle is at NewsworthyPod. As for last week's trivia question, what does the term piano mean? The answer is to be played softly. The instrument, the piano, was invented right around the year 1700. It was first called Grivicimbalo col piano e forte. That means literally a harpsichord that can play soft and loud noises. Of course, the original name was a bit of a mouthful, so it was shortened to just piano. By the way, the man who first invented it was not even trying to come up with a new instrument. He already liked harpsichords that work by plucking strings. They're kind of like harps, but they look similar to pianos. The only thing he did not like about harpsichords was musicians were not able to control the volume, so he switched out the plucking mechanism with a hammer. And with that, the modern-day piano was born. Shout out to Kelsey, Emily, Liz, Jay, and Christina, and everyone who played along on Instagram. All right, thank you for listening and sharing the Newsworthy with your friends and family so they too can easily stay informed daily. We'll be back with more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.